Good morning, and welcome to The White Way, a public service radio program of the Mo'ili'ili Honganji. Mo'ili'ili Honganji is a Jodo Shinshu Buddhist temple located at 902 University Avenue. Reverend Toshiyuki Umitani and our members invite you to join us at temple services and activities. If you go to our internet website at www.mo'ili'ili honganji.org, you will find a map of our location and some information about our temple and activities. This morning's broadcast is sponsored by the Yoshimura family, in memory of Bessie Yoshimura. This morning's broadcast is a rebroadcast of last year's message by Reverend Iyoso Toshima. Good morning, Reverend Toshima.
Good morning, everyone. I saw a very interesting story in Honganji magazine named Daijo. This is a Japanese magazine, but a very interesting story, so I translated to English. This story is a story for the children, but I thought that it is not only for the children, but also for everyone. So I'd like to share this nice story with you. A person living in Japan, who recently came back from a tour of Hawaii, visited his friend named Takayuki. There, he told him of the many good times he experienced while staying at Hawaii. He began by saying that Hawaii is truly the paradise of the Pacific. It is a land of constant summer, but yet it is a very cool place. Just watching the palm trees waving in the wind makes you feel good. From my hotel window, I could see Diamond Head and Waikiki Beach. At Waikiki, I saw people of all ages wearing fancy swimwear, swimming and bathing in the sun. In Hawaii, many beautiful flowers such as the hibiscus and the golden shower blossoming all year round. Hawaii was truly like a paradise. I also visited the Honganji Mission, and I can easily remember the Indian influence structure of the Honganji. In Hawaii, it is summer all year round, so the people don't have to worry about what types of clothes they need to wear. The people eat and sleep well. It is also easy to communicate to the people of Hawaii. In all, Hawaii was a great place. As he finished telling his story to Takayuki, he left saying aloha, which he learned in Hawaii. After he left, Takayuki's house became very quiet. Takayuki wondered how it would be like if he could have a chance to go to Hawaii someday. He also wished that his grandmother could go. When Takayuki asked if she would like to go to Hawaii, his grandmother replied, "I am too old, so it will be no use going there. But when I die, I will be going to the Pure Land, which is much more beautiful than Hawaii." With an amazed look, Takayuki asked his grandmother where this place is. His grandmother replied, "It is located somewhere in the west. Nobody can see this place and it is not even on the map. It could be very far away or it could be very near, but it is definitely there. The Pure Land is a place where there are flower blossoming and birds singing all year round, and you will never go hungry there, and there is no fear or war. And the best thing about the Pure Land is that there is no such thing as death. Takayuki then replied, "How can we know such a place exists if we no one have ever returned from the Pure Land?" His grandmother then said, "There are people who came back from the Pure Land, but you cannot just see them. If you go to the Pure Land, you can become a Buddha. You cannot see Buddha, but the Buddha is definitely there. The proof of the Shakyamuni Buddha who came back from the Pure Land." The story of the Pure Land is called the Sutra, O Kyo. Takayuki then said, "The people who came back from the Hawaii brought back some wonderful present. But what did he people who came back from the Pure Land bring back?" His grandmother replied to Takayuki, "Yes, they are a gift from the Pure Land, and that is Namo Amida Butsu, wrapped by compassion. This gift is very valuable. With this gift, we can go to the Pure Land. So, in order to receive the gift, we must go to the church." Takayuki gradually understood the teaching of the Buddha, and he learned to do gassho before the Buddha. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, Reverend Toshima, for your Dharma message. The State Ministers Association will be live streaming a Sunday service tomorrow on May 10th at 10 a.m. The speaker will be Rinban Toyokazu Hajio. To join the service, please go to www.honganjihawaii.com and you'll find the link to the live streaming service. As we come to the close of our program this morning, we would like to thank our sponsor, the Yoshimura family, and our speaker, Reverend Toshima. We thank you for listening and invite you to join us next week when our speaker will be Mr. Dexter Marr. Namo Amida Butsu.
Spreading spirit of living.